Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
So this morning I bought my donuts without sprinkles. Diets are hard, folks. And by the way, not kidding here, would you believe they actually make sugar-free sprinkles? What's the point? I don't recommend them, by the way. No taste at all. So Craig's been taking calls in Carson City, 775-884-9910. The big topic right now is the huge backup we have, 395 Gardnerville. And that is because the 8th annual Morning in Nevada PAX Basque Fry has just opened its gates in Gardnerville. It is taking place today from 10 to 2 o'clock, and the special guest speaker, Governor Ron DeSantis. So you can imagine what a draw that is. And at the moment, with the gates just opening up today in Gardnerville at Corley Ranch, 395 is all packed up at the moment. So if you're stuck at 395 and you're not going to this thing, this is why this is happening. And the Basque Fry, again, today, Governor Ron DeSantis and Jerry Evans, our big boss man, is there. And he says he might be calling in from the Basque Fry. So stick around for that. And again, phone lines are open, 775-884-9910. You can call up with anything local, and I am very happy to talk with you on my birthday. See, you got to call. It's my birthday. Monday night, of course, the Denver Nuggets won the NBA championship. First time in the team's history. About 3 hours later, at a large gathering of people celebrating the win about a mile from the arena, there was a mass shooting and 10 people were shot. I think three or four of them, first reports came out, they were in critical condition. All are still alive, last I heard. But can I make an observation about this? And I think, and God bless the NBA, God bless Denver, God bless everybody. Everybody's fine and swell. But I just thought they are kind of two observations about America today that are illustrated by what happened on Monday night. Not by that game, which was wonderful. And, you know, I'm happy for Nuggets fans and everything else. But afterwards, let me start with the locker room. As they're shooting around champagne, you know, shake the bottle, and it, you know, squirts out like that. Did you notice all the players were wearing ski goggles to keep the champagne out of their eyes? Okay, now, I'm a pansy of the highest sort, but you want to say, how the heck did Mickey Mantle do this without goggles? I mean, now, there have been a lot of championship locker rooms, and somehow the possibility, folks, the possibility of champagne or beer in the eyes has spooked these championship athletes. But here we are. You just won the championship of the NBA, which I presume that speaks a certain amount of physical strength and robustness and fortitude, right? You got some He-Man in you. And yet, oh, we might get the champagne in our eyes, so we better put on the goggles. No, you don't need the goggles. You look like idiots, okay? You look like... just stop it right now. That's one aspect of America today, folks, right? And the other thing is, you have people, and this is in Denver, you know, us Western folk, you have Denver people, presumably they're Denver fans. This is a happy day. I would think so, right? It's, yeah, I'm not a big NBA fan, but I presume that winning is good, even in that league, right? So, okay, so we just won the first time, and how old is that franchise? 400 years? Or, okay, We had first time in 400 years. We won the NBA title. Yay. I mean, it's we did it. We won. So why don't we shoot each other? You want to? Yeah. As opposed to, great. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Which is sweet and good. And the sort of memory you have all your life. Remember that night? Oh my gosh, that was so swell. Or we could shoot each other. And so one ticked off guy pulls out the gun and starts spraying the crowd. And that's kind of become the American way right now. But again, you have a crowd of people who are, again, this is a happy occasion and good. But people get ticked off and the illegal guns come out and the bodies start dropping. So that kind of, in a nutshell, a little bit of America today. We have been so... Oh, no, you've got, of course, well, no, you got to put on the goggles, you know. There are bubbles in champagne, right? And, you know, to me, you look like a Bud Light drinker, and there are bubbles in beer, too. Watch out. So listen, you put on these goggles, okay? Not the little glasses that your teacher had in shop class. We got friggin' go-to-war giant Kevlar hard goggles, because you never know what's going to go when the champagne starts flowing. Anti-champagne goggles. But we're either kind of over here, oh, poor baby, and on the other side, we're out there killing each other. I don't know. Maybe we can come back to the center, back in the middle, and do a bit better. You know, we're going to stop. We're going to get... we're just... I don't know. The lines are open. 775-884-9910. One of those things I just can't figure out. It is my birthday today. I made a terrible mistake last Saturday. I said I was turning 70 on this day. No, I erred. I don't keep track of my age, I guess. I actually counted wrong. I am actually 69 today. Whew. As if it really makes a difference between the two, right? But I'm at the age where I can't tell if I sustained an injury or that's just how I am now. And I will tell you, and it's so common to hear this about age for sure, but it just seems like yesterday I was 30. I mean, it was a half moment. And now I'm 69. And it's all like a dream in the night. It has passed so quickly. Now, in saying those words, I'm sounding an awful lot like a cliche. But here is the God's honest truth. Life is the blink of an eye. And all that stuff about old people talking about, oh, yeah, it's amazing how it's just like that. It's all gone. It's been captured in song and poetry and scripture and all cultures of all sorts of people from all across the globe. And the reason they keep saying that same dang thing is because it's crazy true. What's that old saying? The hours drag, but the years fly. Or maybe it's days that drag and the years fly by. I don't know what it is exactly, but it's like a whir. I'm a man who is 69. Like you, I hope to live a lot longer. And I hope to work a bit longer. And I don't feel any impairment. I got some memory issues, I'll admit. But as I sit here at this stage of life where mathematically... I understand a ballpark of where I am in this game. I do look back and I say, damn, that was kind of quick, wasn't it? So here's the advice that every old person gives every person who's not quite so old. Enjoy yourself and do what needs to be done today. Say your I love yous. Do your apologies. Extend the hand of friendship. Don't put it off. I mean, don't be imprudent and stuff like that. But the folks who wait for a later date to live can sometimes end up not living. And also in terms of appreciation, at times you're overburdened where everybody wants you to do something. Your kids, your pets need attention. Your wife wants you to do the things she loves with you. Embrace that. If at the end of a long day you might think, as you are exhausted, and dragging yourself up the front steps, you might think that you need to sit down and just have some time to yourself. And you're like, oh, please don't call me or text me or tap me on my shoulder. Please let me alone for just a little bit. Well, the worst thing that could happen is for what will eventually come true. There will come a point where work and home life will not be tapping on your shoulder. There will come a point when the people your age have died off and the calls and the texts stop coming in and the party invites get few and far between, because those who are younger than you have their own lives and their own people to be with. They won't be that distraction in your life. And at about that point, it'll dawn on you, if you haven't been blessed to realize it far sooner, that those distractions of life are truly the treasures and the best parts of life. So anyway, old guy shuts his mouth, but enjoy today. Drink deeply of the happiness that it offers you. Do not let the fatigues or the frustrations or the challenges stop the joy in life. You're probably sitting there, you're looking at your little financial spreadsheet, you're figuring out where the money is going to come from, and maybe you won't figure that out. Those problems and distractions are real. They are heavy weights. But don't let the stuff you do in order to live life get in the way of you actually living life. And I don't know that living life necessarily means that you're bouncing across the lake in a big expensive boat, but the living of life may mean that you have time for your sweetheart, you have time for your friends, that the simple pleasures focused on them end up being your sweetest moments. The thing is, when the people you love move, or you moved here from, say, California, and you're not around your family and friends anymore, or you're pushed out of a job and have to leave your coworkers, or your kids move out of the house to live their adult lives, they're gone, and they don't really come back, you know? Maybe you're like me. I'm not a good letter writer. I'm not a good, FaceTimer. I'm very poor at genuine conversation in person. So anyway, they go and get lives, and you rejoice. You thank God for that. But you also recognize that their lives are largely lived outside your life, and that's great for them, but it's a little sad for you. Let's go to the phone. Mark is calling from Reno about pronoun legislation. I'm dying to hear this. Mark, thank you for taking the time and calling us up at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. It's good to hear your voice. I do listen to you on the radio, but you used to be my favorite when you were on Channel 2 News. I miss you there. Anyway, right to the point. You know, all kinds of states are passing legislation that require you to abide by all this crap about pronouns, and you can't call a man or a woman. Or is there anything in the state of Nevada that prevents me from being myself and identifying scientific people?
Boy, they are rapidly, and we're talking D.C., the politicians, government, and corporations, rapidly changing our culture. For the politicians end of the rainbow here, it's to cater to the far left vote. Catering to illegal aliens is to cater to get their vote when they become citizens, if that comes through. So there's a payoff for them. It's a bit selfish to sell down America to change the culture to this, and boy, you better accept it. Good example, I mean, when I talk corporations, the Bud Light fiasco, for them, at least, it was like, you know, people saw the video, people saw the, and you know, those go all over the internet, and they looked at it and they said, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. So maybe that's just not my kind of beer. So there is a bit of pushback, and they're witnessing it right now. And, you know, the big news this week was that Modelo Especial is now the top beer in the nation with, what, 7% of the audience out there. That shows you how slim the pie is, each slice for each beer company, but still number one beer in America. Good point. Now, how do you feel this oppression yourself, Mark? I mean, is your work or somebody pressing this pronoun business to you?
No, John, I am independent. I'm a retired Air Force major. I spent time in Vietnam. I love my country. I wear my flag shirts. The shirt I'm wearing right now is red with an American flag with the stars and white. And it says, "This is my pride flag." And I wear it proudly. I've got nothing but good compliments. I'm an American all the way. I'm a conservative all the way. And I hate what socialism and communism is doing to our country. So my point is, I live in the state of Nevada. Are there any laws that I could get in trouble with if I called you John is a man, and somebody mm-hmm. take offense to that and bring me up to court?
Well, they would find a way with what you just said to call you a sexist and a racist. Of course, you know that. But no, there are folks who feel like you do and I do that have sincere beliefs, whether it's religion or our beliefs in family and parenting, our upbringing, our personal morals, like I said, our religion or just the way we were brought up, and we want to be like dad and mom. That's offensive to people. And like I said, it's good to see a little bit of pushback to that. I appreciate your call, Mark. Really do appreciate it. Thank you for the happy birthday, too. That's great. Again, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. I'm 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We'll take a break. Be right back.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk. KKFT.
News. Talk. True.
You know, if you ask me, a real smart TV would increase the volume when you start eating chips. I'm just saying. I'm John Potter. Good morning. Every Saturday, 9 to noon. I'm nervous because Craig told me we're 50,000 watts. I never knew that. It's 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Is it just me, or does everyone experience a close call every time you drive? I swear it's not me. I am so careful driving. I mean, there's always a line of cars behind old speed limit John, but there's always a close call every time I go out and drive. What's the biggest problem? I think it's the phone still. People have not given up the phone in the car. Along with that, and I don't know why that car pulled out in front of him, but actor Treat Williams was killed on his motorcycle this week. Now, I tooled around Reno back in 1978 on my 175cc. Boy, that was normal size back then. Now, what is it, over 600? I don't know. But my 175cc orange Yamaha, tooling around Reno in 1978, it was a really big deal, as I said, when they opened up 395 from Plum to Moana. I remember that. But anyway, I sold that motorcycle in 1981, and I haven't ridden one since. I don't know anything about the experience of riding one now, but for years I have talked, or harped really, about what we, us car and truck drivers, have to be especially careful about so that we don't kill our friends on bikes or motorcycles. It is so often a careless left turn by somebody driving a car or a truck that ends up killing motorcyclists. Haven't we seen this so many times here in our area? I've seen that over and over again, and it still happens. A driver will turn in front of a motorcyclist, cut them off, and they got nowhere to go, no way to deaccelerate to avoid the vehicle right in front of them. Actor Treat Williams had a 50-year career. I just saw him on Chicago Fire. He plays the dad of one of the firefighters. This week he was, quote, from the report, I guess from the police, quote, unable to avoid a collision and was thrown from his motorcycle. Suffered critical injuries and died in the hospital. A beautiful summer afternoon, riding his motorcycle, obeying the speed limit, obeying the law, doing what he's supposed to be doing. My advice, which came from my dad, always is when you turn left, look extra hard. Understand that there are these vehicles, motorcycles and bicycles, that you don't see. And when you turn for a quick glance, you will find a car. Quick glance, you'll find a truck. But if you don't look, you're not going to see the bicycle or the motorcycle. You and I, we got to be careful and make it a personal habit of your driving practice that whenever you make a left turn, to be aware of the extra danger that you're facing and that you pose to others. My other safety tip for the whole world would be not to tailgate motorcycles on the highway going 70 plus miles an hour. It's crazy unbelievable how close people get to the back of a motorcycle doing 70 miles an hour. I mean, hit me in my truck, I'll be going to the body shop, but hit a motorcycle and they're going to a funeral in 2 days. And another thing, I don't know if my audience is especially open to counsel here, but if you are on your crotch rocket, if that's still a phrase, and you're going way faster than traffic, and you are weaving in and out of traffic, you are asking to die because you're on your bike, you're having fun, you got some kind of testosterone thing going on, but you're flying down the road. And I've seen it many times. Someone last week was going eastbound 80, weaving in and out, going over 75 miles per hour on the motorcycle, maybe 80, right as we passed the Nugget. I said to Kathy, I said, look at this guy. I don't think they were wearing a helmet either. He wants to die. And there's a phenomenon, dear motorcyclist, that's going to get you killed. And you are coming up on somebody. You're unique. You're outside the realm of normalcy on the road. One, you're moving much faster than the other vehicles, which creates special confusion for individuals who are driving the cars and trucks. And number two is you have this unusually loud and disorienting noise that makes drivers flinch. And drivers who flinch are not driving their best, right? And in that 1 or 2 second moment you create for motorists, they don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, there's a very loud sound. It's coming toward me. And then you sometimes react in some way. You scare people like that, and they're going to flinch. They flinch a little bit, and all of a sudden, you're in the back of their vehicle as you're flying down the pavement, and you're the one that they're having the funeral for. All right, I'm going to stop now. There you go. Old man on radio lectures people about how to drive. That's sexy content right there. We're going to break for news. I'm John Potter. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. This is 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley 92.3 FM News Talk Time, 1031.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local Saturday morning. Let's go to Yarrington. Dorothy is on the phone, concerned about...
Good morning.
Yes, hi, Dorothy.
Hi, yes, I am concerned. For the old man giving a lecture, especially to motorcyclists, please, on behalf of everybody, continue it. I have nearly clipped 3 different motorcyclists in the past month. One was playing Weave the Dots on the road. And yes, it was a country road. He had miles of visibility. But when he got near me, I dropped my right wheels into the dirt to avoid hitting him. That was just crazy. I mean, you could see me for literally the proverbial country mile. And the other two were on the freeway on the 80. And I hate to change lanes to do anything. So I... way ahead. If I have to move over, I move over. I make sure there's nobody around me. And I looked and I looked and I checked all 3 of my mirrors repeatedly. And I started to make my move to the right and zoom, here comes 2 of them. And I nearly hit both of them.
This is
scared me silly.
It's almost an everyday thing with me where I'm experiencing close calls every time I drive. And I have this theory, Dorothy, that, you know, these Fast and Furious movies, I think they have something to do with this, new behavior that we see on the roads, especially I haven't seen the movies. I don't know if there are motorcycles in it or not, but this daredevil way that we have on the roads, I think movies like that, people think of them when they're driving, and it's a bad approach to driving.
Yeah, is it that, or is it the games that young people are playing on their cell phones, you know, the video games. I rode a small motorcycle a couple of lifetimes ago. So, you know, I'm probably a little more aware, especially than the average woman. They're crazy.
And you're in Yerington. Are you seeing this madcap driving in Yerington?
The one that was weaving the line was, yes, in Yerington. He was on one of the country roads that's straight for miles. Granted, we don't have very many out here, so you can look at a map and figure out which one it was. It's not a wide two-lane, but it is a two-lane. Yeah, it was Yerington. There,
Yerington? My Mayberry? Oh, my goodness. Well, this... this, I swear, this kid on the motorcycle on 80 in front of the Nugget was suicidal. It was just insane. Yeah. I couldn't bear to look at him as I was passing alongside the lane next to him. It really freaked me out. Scared the heck out of me. Really did. I don't know. We gotta run. You know, back in the day in school, they used to run these 1950s traffic movies, which were made, I guess, by the police, and they're pretty gruesome stuff. And they made us watch that. Now we're all so sensitive, I guess we can't take it.
Oh, it'll offend somebody, I'm sure.
Yeah, something's got to change. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Dorothy, from Yerington.
And okay.
I didn't think that was a rant, as you call it, because I don't raise my voice.
No, I couldn't remember how she put when she said lecture, so I wrote in rant.
Oh, lecture. Okay.
That was me.
Well, that does fit. But I tried to make that lecture 50-50 for the motorcyclists, you know, for the drivers to look really hard, not glance, because you miss small things like bicycles and motorcycles, but also on the motorcyclist. My goodness. Keep your head on, literally.
I've had it happen on both sides when I had my motorcycle. I had a motorcycle, and I've had it both ways where I was almost hit, and I've been in my car when one year, I think it was about 5 years ago, street vibrations, heading from Carson up to Reno, and I'm in the middle lane on 580, and all of a sudden, there had to be 75, 80, maybe even 100 bikes just came zooming by, all of them, you know, taking up two lanes of traffic, two per lane, side by side. And they were doing, I was doing 80, they were probably at least doing 100, because they were passing me. I mean, like I was standing still.
It sounds like me and bikes, what you just said, because, you know, I bike to work a lot here. And
yeah, I'd like to see you try and get up to 100.
And I have so many close calls. Oh, I had one last Saturday. This doofus. Anyway, but then when I'm behind the wheel of my truck, and I see the goofus bicyclists, and I think, gosh, do I really do that? No, I don't really do that, what some of these bicyclists do. What gets me about motorcycles, and you know, it's funny, I did enjoy my motorcycle back in 78, 79, 80, and 81 in Reno, but it was a Yamaha 175. And when I came back to Reno in 2001, I thought, wow, it'd be kind of cool to have a motorcycle again. And I went to the stores, and I said, yeah, I really enjoyed having a 175cc. And they almost laughed in my face. They don't make those. Those are considered mopeds. I go, I don't know. The smallest one they had was, I think, a 650cc. Folks, the Yamaha 175 did fine on the highway on 395 when I was here in Reno. What do you need 800cc's for on a motorbike? I just... that's way too much, but that's what sells, you know, people into speed, and that's part of the problem, I guess. But little moped, my gosh, a 175 was a great little bike, but you know what? I'm glad I didn't end up taking a plunge and buying another motorcycle, because it's dangerous out there. Listen, it's not a cliche. It's the facts. Drivers are not you folks, not you that I'm speaking to, those other people. They're worse than ever on the roads. Close calls every single day. And the way, I got to be honest, the way a lot of these streets are engineered doesn't really help. You know, these on-ramps from Wells onto 580 or the off-ramp to Wells coming going westbound. That's you gotta maneuver on busy 80 to shift over to Wells. That's really quite a game of a Frogger there to go three lanes over to get that Wells exit. Just coming to work here. Great example. Okay, I drive down Plum. Okay, I got to turn left right before Terminal where the 395 road is for the 580 road. And then I got to make an immediate right into the parking lot of this this office building. And that's way too immediate, a right. I mean, it's only about 50 feet from Plum. I turn left on this road, the 580 road, and then I got to make this immediate right to get onto the parking lot. So I don't do it. It's badly designed. I'll go down Vassar instead to Terminal and come out this way. It's safer. That the way that road, though, is constructed, that's extremely unsafe. And there are so many examples on 80. Well, they'll find another one. They'll tear up 80 again. How many times has 80 been torn up? Make your mind.
What gets me, great, John, is that where you're talking about turning northbound to come into the complex, people think that once they're on that road, that's the freeway on ramp, and they get up to 65 on that.
Yes.
Little, in front of RTC bus offices, bus farm. Yeah, and then all of a sudden when the light changes ahead, they have to slam on their brakes or zoom through. And I've seen several accidents right there at whatever that street name is, Villanova.
Well, everybody behind me is shocked that I have to suddenly slow down and turn right into this parking lot.
Yeah. And if you're coming off the freeway going in the north because you take that lane right there, and you're going and you got to turn, like you said, 50 feet later to turn right past, you know, once you get through the intersection. Well, that's also the turn lane for the people coming out of the airport to get on the freeway. And so they're turning and they don't see you coming through and changing lanes over. They think they have a free right turn. And
you know what doesn't help either is, and this sets off a lot of the impatience out there, is, oh, here we go with an old whipping boy here, the synchronization of the lights, which doesn't really exist, and people get red after red after red, and they're running late all of a sudden, and they're getting aggravated by the constant red lights. And that affects their behavior, too. We got to get these lights timed. How hard can that be? I don't know.
Well, they've actually worked on it. They've actually worked on them a lot. And if you notice, if you're going to work in the morning coming in for the North Valleys, they're pretty much timed coming in southbound. And in the evenings, they're timed to stay green northbound. So all the southbound people get the stops all the time, where the northbound people...
Well, you know how it should be. Old man tells us how it should be.
Have hover cars and do it in so we can do it in layers?
No, I'm from New York originally. I spent most of my life in Reno. But okay, remember the old TV show The Apprentice with Trump? They would show all these scenes of New York City. And one of the scenes was from on top of a building on a major road. Camera was on a major road. You would see all the traffic lights, like 15 of them, all of them, all at once, shifting to green on the busy road. So that those folks can, I mean, it's the busy road. It's the major road.
Also, New York, there's a lot of one-ways, and that can work on one-way streets because you don't have to, you know.
Okay, so why does the traffic light at Plum and Harvard favor Harvard? Plum is the major road there, but I'm always stopping at Harvard, the Costco road. Well, it's Costco. I guess that's why.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Priorities, folks. I don't know. Well,
time for the high school right there. It's time for the high school students so that, you know, when they get out of school, they can get out of the way.
Well, people who are educated about this, please call in and inform us why. I guess why is the question. 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break. 99.1, 92.3 FM News Talk time is 10:48.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
775-8499-10. I'm John Potter. Speaking of weather, thank you, Craig, by the way. Saw mainstream media report on one of the big three networks blaming the horrendous fire in Canada on, you guessed it, it's global warming, and it's the face of times to come, of course. It's such a, how do I put this gently, such a staggering level of dishonesty in the gospel of climate change. The dry season, the weather changes, fires in Canada, smoke out here in the West after fires in California. This phenomenon is uncommon, but it happens on a, if not a predictable, but periodic basis. It's all happened before, and before, and before, and before. The reason we know this is because there are people around here, and they had newspapers and records, and they took pictures, and they complained in their journals and letters. And we're also a people who have kept weather statistics. And so there are times when the high winds come down here on a dry season, and Canada, and Nevada, and California, and we have fires and a lot of smoke in Nevada dating back over two centuries. Believe me, we had some smoky days in the 1970s and 80s here. When the media says things are hotter and drier now, those records show that we're all over the place.
And one of the problems with that 1970s pollution area here in Northern Nevada?
Catalytic converters not being invented yet.
Well,
and
that.
We had a lot of car smog.
One of the repercussions was, now we have to have the smog checks every year for the Washoe County and Clark County. The other counties don't have to.
That's right. Well, that's why we're a little bit clearer. But I do remember we had fires back then. Not as many fires, and there's a reason behind that, which I'll get to. But folks, pick your month, and the National Weather Service Reno office has a website with graphs and charts, and they'll give you month by month precipitation totals, and you can get over a year, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, whatever you want. Let me tell you, because I looked it up, Reno's record high today, high for today was 102. That was in 2021. But for yesterday, Reno's record high was 104 degrees in 1940. As a matter of fact, 10 of June's hottest days happened between 1940 in 1988. Now, keep in mind, we have a lot more concrete now, since that absorbs a lot more heat and it raises Reno's temperature. That's called thermal mass.
And it's not just the concrete. It's the xeriscaping, taking away the lawns under the trees and things like that, and the taking away the trees so that, you know, you don't have a lawn to water, and all that heat is just being reflected off your stones or your gravel or whatever your yard is.
So what we're experiencing is the randomness of nature. We've had dry winters. We've had dry springs. Some years are drier than others. And here's a surprise. Some years are wetter than others. This year, wet winter and spring. There's a whole stable of typical weather patterns that'll set up, and the pattern that helped torch Canada with high north winds was one of them. More fires in the western U.S. over the past 30 years. The best evidence shows that more than half of them were started by humans, and we have more humans now, and they've built homes into the forests. So many variables that the environmentalists and the government agencies and the media don't seem to consider. I don't want to go on and on about this, but anytime somebody says to you or on the news, oh, it's never before, this is something new and a terrible thing, the greatest likelihood is that they are unaware of a lot of evidence that refutes that, or they're using fear to advance their political philosophy and this notion of let's take a natural phenomenon, let's convince uninformed people that it's some scary thing, that way we can get these people to do what we want them to do. That's global warming.
Yeah.
Climate changes.
So people, you get somebody or a group of people that tell you over and over and over again something that is factually incorrect, but eventually everybody in the world starts believing it because they've heard it from everybody now.
Right. And they say, oh my gosh, it's never been like this. Well, we humans don't live long enough to observe climate change. We are told this by the news media. So when you hear, hey, the climate's changing, people accept that. The average person doesn't read up on what the past records say, so they use our not knowing to foster in us fear, and they use our fear to manipulate us to their ends. And the progressive ends are to cripple the economy, to restrict the number of children you can afford to have, and the number of people. You know, weather changes always will. But I heard it in that news report on the Canada fires just yesterday. They interviewed Canadians on the street, and guess what they said in various forms? Oh, my gosh, it's never been like this before.
Not in their lifetime, but it did.
Well, how do you push back? You push back with the truth. Google will help you right now find the climate and weather data to show you that what we're hearing is wrong. And once you know what the media and the politicians are saying is wrong, then you can start to question their motives. But don't tell me, it's never happened before. You weren't here long enough to notice any climate changes. And you're going by what other people are telling you. All right, the old man is going to shut up. We're going to break for news. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. Call on anything. It's always open topic. It's always local. Every Saturday between 9 and noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk Time, it's 10:58.